Yeah, I would just like to say that I don't know. It seems like a no-brainer that we didn't have information on what was happening financially in this building. And it just seems like a no-brainer. And I also think that Summer might be downplaying her work, as well as the other members of the Financial Committee.
Absolutely.
Work that made this happen, insisted upon this happen, and stuck with it until they got it. And I'm hoping that the new members and myself of the PNB will go in and try and create something similar with the PNB, and just not take no for an answer.
Like by
getting this information and trying to do it in a respectful way, but at the same time, being persistent until we get it, the information.
For all stations, that's one of the reasons that WBIA has problems. They don't get numbers.
Exactly.
All right, is this a finance?
It sure
is. Okay. I want to move on to the next.
As a past member of the committee, I just wanted to point out that while this committee may be doing great work and may continue to do so, I would say that I think a great deal of gratitude is extended, should be extended, and is owed to Terry Goodman and
right.
the past year prior as finance committee, because
right.
what we tried to do was establish the business manager's independence, and we had motions to the effect of, you know, making sure that you couldn't be fired and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. I don't know if they ever got passed, but certainly we were trying to do that. And I think the business manager at that point began to start complying with, you know, the idea that we should be reviewing things. And it's certainly a process, and it's developing and growing, but it's something that's been going on for at least 2 years now.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
I don't know. Does anyone else have any other questions? I mean, you know, I think, you know, otherwise we've sort of brought you up to speed in terms of, you know, the national stuff. You know, Grace is the PNB member on the National Finance
yeah.
Committee. And, well, you know, as things come up, we will continue to oppose them if they're wrong for our single area or for the foundation.
I'd like to move on to the next.
We got Roger.
And this is pertinent to the entire issue. There should be a way that we don't have to take out a loan to cover our ass. You know, what we need is a coordinated nationwide drive to all of the listeners, because I think if the listeners knew what the hell was going on,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't say, well, you're just spending my money, you know, for things we can't see. If they knew there was a real problem, they would say, okay, you know, we can, in this era of zero tolerance of what's going on and zero transparency, Pacifica should be the best at transparency. And we, you know, the listeners would step up if they knew what was going on, but they don't get it.
Can I respond to that directly? We did, I guess maybe 2 meetings back, National Finance Committee, when the loan was still in play. I believe it was a finance member from the Washington, D.C. signal area introduced
right.
a motion that we should notify listeners of what was going on with the loan. And we did receive some opposition from people at National, but we passed that motion saying that, yes, the listeners, it would be better to ask the listeners for more money than to take out a loan on the bill.
Absolutely.
So there's plenty of support for that.
Okay. That's the end of time on this.
No, I was on that. We're at time.
We're at time.
We're
fast rolling.
We're way
at time.
You know, I don't interrupt, but I do get cut off a lot, and I really object to that.
I think we're over at Mr. Climate quota for the
meeting. Matter of time. I want to move to our next committee report, correct?
Yeah.
Outreach.
Yes.
But we're letting him share, shouldn't we?
5 minutes. We have monthly meetings every month at the station. We are trying to recruit. We have the activists from different peace regions. I could mention the, you know, Chuck is coming all the way, you know, from Orange County, which they are active every Friday here, and really contributing a lot of things, you know, what's happening in Orange County. We used to have, you know, monthly picnic in Orange County, and they really help us. I have all the pictures, how many people were participating.
You're brave in Orange County.
The other thing, we have members from Palisade, LACC, CSUN, and UCLA too. What we are trying to do, to come up with a mission that they could form a club there to connect KPFK to different colleges and universities. And what we have done, you know, I discussed it. I mean, Tony is not around anymore, and he is not, you know, on the payroll. So we, in every activity or demonstration, we have a table with KPFK banner, and we pass out this card from outreach committee, their favorite programs and their complaints. And most of the complaints deal with the reality. They have not received their own premium.
Right.
And, you know, it's February 6th, we start another one, and so what we do with the card, we are going to make a report, give it to PD or management, you know, to deal with that. The other thing is, you know, we go around the city, we have picnics in every city. We are next picnic we are going to have in Burbank, because Nancy, she's from Glendale Peace Vigil, with the Burbank, you could, you know, have a
I'm glad to make an announcement. There's a Chrysler in the parking lot that's blocking somebody who needs to be moved.
Bye, Grace.
And also at the demonstration, genocide against Gaza, the KPFK Outreach Committee had a table too. They got a lot of comments, you know. Mostly people were saying they liked most of the program, but there were some individuals that they have different ideas. We, outreach committee, donated $1,400 from different, you know, members, listeners, but they, as I said, they have not received their own premium. And we are working with different restaurants now to come up, you know, to donate the food for this fund drive, next fund drive. And what we try to do to cut some of the expenses. Sometimes people are not there, and they know if there is no food, they call pizza place, and it costs us, you know, $120. And that's the way, you know, how things could be helped.
Okay. Yes, I would like to have a moment to make a motion to have the station announce the outreach picnic and any other outreach activities, both in the calendar, that it should always be announced in the calendar.
In the calendar,
like,
yes.
Exactly. Like 2 days before and a day before. And I like that to be part of the motion, that it's announced in the KPFK calendar 2 days before and the day before, and strategically at other times.
And posted in the web calendar.
And posted in the web calendar.
Right.
And this would be, I think this would really be helpful. The outreach committee is working hard.
Very hard.
And, you know, trying to get something of theirs announced, am I correct, Ray, that is almost impossible.
Very difficult.
Can I make a friendly amendment?
Yeah, sure.
The friendly amendment is that we have discussed several times this afternoon the problem of getting cards and announcements on the air. I think that we need to regularize a process for that, and my suggestion is that that be made the responsibility of the secretary of this body. Now, the secretary has a lot of burdens, so my further amendment is that
that's 5 minutes.
Okay, but the secretary be allotted $100 per meeting to take on some of these organizational tasks. I don't know whether it's appropriate.
Well, we have an appropriate.
Take a second.
May I request that we have
divide the question.
Divide the question. I think that it would be very great to have, you know, a paid person be a secretary, and I'm totally in favor of it, because I think that it would help our work tremendously at a small cost to the station. But I think it's two different questions, and I would like to call for us to pass the motion as it stands, and then take this other motion as a separate motion after we finish with the outreach. So, is there any opposite?
Can
you ask the
amendment? And that the vice chair be charged with following up on these things until such time as we have a secretary.
Good luck.
May I respectfully ask that this be, again, it's a very, you know, I'm not unhappy with the thought at all. However, I would first like to just pass the motion so that can get passed.
Please word it. We have a standing rule that every motion is supposed to have an implementation plan.
Right.
This is an implementation plan, temporary, until we have the secretary.
Okay. At this time, I would... The implementation, I think that is a thought, but I think the implementation is better carried out by one of the staff representatives who does have a relationship to people on the staff. And so I am going to make the motion, I'll include in the motion for this motion that since Steve has enough things to do right now, that Sean Casey O'Brien be delegated to carry out this, to see that this motion is at least relayed to the general manager and the program director and the calendar and
I think the paid staff representative.
I would like the paid staff. I totally agree that in general it's a good idea, but Steve is really has enough to do, and I don't want to give him so much that he can't do it.
This isn't like an amendment or anything, it's just a suggestion. See, part of the problem is, you know, the person who's in charge of the outreach committee is going to know when they're scheduling the picnic, when it's happening. You end up with several bodies in between the person who knows what's happening and the person who's getting it on the air. I think the real problem that we're having with implementation is who do you go to at the station that will put you in a studio and record your part, because I think we can pass the motion, and it would be, unfortunately, but Brenda, you're the one who handles outreach. I would think you're going to be the best person to know when you need to have something announced, and really what you need is cooperation with the station. So you can go in and say, I need to record this, or I need to put this on the calendar. So I do think the implementation may be a slightly different aspect, but that really the person in charge of outreach has to be the person who brings his matter to the station, and then we need to work on the receptivity of the station that these things happen. Because all these other layers of people are just going to guarantee it. I mean, we don't have the P&B meeting isn't being announced, and you would think that would involve so many people that it would have been announced a month
ago. I just wanted to say that we're scheduled to adjourn at 4 o'clock. 1 minute before. However, our meeting was late in getting started, so...
Move to adjourn at 4:15.
All right.
So when we take our
motion, I just conferred with Reza, and he is, you know, happy to carry it to the station and so forth. If we pass it, so why don't we
pass it?
Call the question and pass it.
I call a question.
So the amendment that I would find friendly is to. That a Reza Poor is directed to take it to the appropriate people at the station to make sure.
Point of information.
I have an amendment. I was going
to make a motion for me.
The point of information is that it doesn't matter who takes it to the station.
Right.
Reza can announce that the issue is the authority to have it done at the station.
Uh-huh.
And what's needed is a meeting of the chair and vice chair with the people at the station to make sure that these things get implemented, that a process be developed. There is no follow-up.
That's great for governance. That's a great suggestion for governance. I have an amendment to her motion, which was simply that we change language to read that the management shall ensure, or that we shall request the management to ensure that the following occurs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Great.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Well done.
Okay.
So can we take a vote by unanimous consent? I can't see why anyone would oppose.
Second.
Well,
you can
laugh
all you want.
Are there any objections to Jan's motion?
As a member.
Is there an objection to the motion? So we have
We have a recording, by the way. So if there's any question, we can look it up.
Do you have this? Okay.
He's ready to go.
If he can read it back to you.
Can we deal with the second part of that motion?
I strongly suggest, since we're out of time for this committee event and the time we have left, there are two things I'd like to make: a 30-second announcement from the personnel committee, and also I think we really should take our remaining time to work out our schedule of LSC meetings for the rest of the year, so that we can all put it on our calendar so that our attendance will be good. And taking into consideration Efren, our business manager's difficulty in getting us finance reports, so we need to, please, if we could do that. Is it okay with the body if I go on to the 30-second personnel committee and ask?
One question. Do you think we can put that schedule together in this little bit of time?
Yeah.
Okay. The TV
evaluation is just beginning. Ali Lessa completed all the Spanish translation. It was checked and it's very thorough and perfect. And it just went, he just sent it to Ridgecrest, and the appropriate people will be receiving the email. They take 4 to 7 days to get that done. So that's going to be in everybody's email soon. And
who will it come from so we know who that is?
Ridgecrest. You'll know. You'll be getting emails. It'll be clear. Now, the next thing is, I would put forward a motion that we leave our scheduling the way it is, but that we just shift it from the first week of the month to either the second or third.
I think, and this depends on what other committees are doing, ideally it would be the third, because truly Efren doesn't feel he'll have most of his information to us until the middle of the second week, which means for our Tuesday meetings, we probably won't have had the appropriate information, whereas if we had our meetings in the third week of the month, we would virtually always have fresh data from the previous month and a good report where we could say this is exactly what's happening in real time. So it's really up to the body how you feel about it, but I think ideally for harmonious and smooth information from the finance committee and from that office, it would be better in the third week.
For that instance, that would be worth it.
So that's, you know, really the decision of the body.
So were you still suggesting alternating Tuesday and Saturday? Yes, unless there's a better day, but I think Tuesday and Saturday work very well. And we just shift one thing. Shift it from the first week of the month to the third.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, I have a stat.
I just wanted to say that, first off, I think since we are on the third week of this month, what we ought to do is set next month's meeting and then poll the body, because the last time we did this, we did it in a meeting and half the people weren't there, and then we found out that Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday weren't good for everyone. And so what we should do is set next month's meeting. In my proposal, I move that we set next month's meeting, you know, a month out from now on whatever date would be appropriate with our schedule, and that we then from there work on a yearly schedule after having polled the body, so that we know that the date we pick is good for everyone.
Can I just speak to that just for a second, just to speed things along? I suggest that we pass this motion contingent upon the accepting objections from the body that may not be from the other members, because what's happened in the past with polling, I hate to say this, but people have not responded to the email polls. They still complain anyway. It doesn't work. I mean, I'm all for it myself, but it just doesn't seem to work out. But I suggest we at least for the time being have a working schedule of this, and then at the next meeting and by email, we can send out an email poll asking that this, if this is acceptable. But we need to schedule our first, the next meeting, so we start this sequence either on Saturday or Tuesday or whatever for the year.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying 3 weeks out. You should start meeting and worry about the rest of the year.
Who do you want to send the email? Do you want me to send the email?
if we could have the motion be, if we can tentatively decided on a schedule of alternating Tuesdays and Saturdays, the third of the third week of the month.
Third Tuesday and the third Saturday.
Third Tuesday, third Saturday of the month.
So the next meeting would be the 17th. Tuesday the
17th. Yes, that would be good. Tuesday the 17th, and that, but this, that this is, and we're also, but this is flexible depending upon board members' schedule.
I think it's very important, particularly in light of the LA meeting that's coming up, that we move this to the third week. If you want to have P&B members on the LSB with any kind of brain power left, so I would, particularly this month and here on out, move our meetings to be the third week, and we can, I agree with Grace, we should wait till the next meeting and then pull everybody together there. Because I do agree, pulling by email gets...
I would like to also ask that, just point out that in November and December, when we're in the third week, it gets kind of, you know, creates problems. So I would like to make it so that committee, it can be the governance, it can be the chair and the vice chair, I don't care who it is, look at November and December and consider moving those to the second week of the month in those, and also taking into account that they need to take into account the elections and when people are going to be elected to the LSB, because those elections are going to take place on a certain day, so we need to take into account those things.
Pending any adjustments made by recommended by the governor.
I know, but I'm just saying that those things need to be pending adjustments, and we don't have to go into November and December. That's what we're pending, looking at.
There's one more factor which we need to directly consider, namely the P&B meeting, not just the meeting in body, but the committee, so we don't have a conflict with our dates with theirs. So another reason for waiting for the whole year's schedule until after the P&B meeting, which presumably they'll set a year's schedule, correct?
Can I get clarity now on what the question we're calling here?
Okay, the motion is to leave scheduling the way it is, but move to the third week of the month, alternate third Tuesdays and third Saturdays. Next meeting is Tuesday, February 17th, with an exception for the months of November, December, pending adjustments by the subcommittee.
I'd like to move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Is there any more public comments?
We've had more than 30 minutes.
Yeah, so let's see. Is there any objection?
Not any objection.
Not 31 minutes.
This meeting is adjourned.
We move the approval of the minutes that Lamont brought to later on the
agenda. All right, so let's approve the minutes. That's right. Let's just approve the minutes. Good idea. Thank you, Sherman.
Can we have 10 minutes to read them?
Yes.
Thank you, Lamont.
Yes, they are very good.
In the meantime, could I make a comment about the premium?
Everybody's going to be reading all the
Well, because I have done it personally.
And Roger Paul?
Yes.
Yeah,
pleasure. Go ahead, Roger. Well, they can read and listen at the same time. Well, one of the things that premiums don't get out, reasons they don't get all correctly, is that they're not inventoried correctly, and we have no control of the inventory, and many of the premiums get used up, and then they have to be reordered, and that also is costly to reorder them. So if there was a online inventory system, which is perfectly capable in any business, and it's a commercial thing that you could buy off the shelf, all you have to do is scan the books for their UPC codes, and scan the records, and scan the tapes, and so forth. And the ones that have a good program, you can enter the ones that don't have their codes on them. And you can put comments, and you can put how many, and when what they cost also. So you would be able to have an inventory including the cost and value, so you can expense them correctly in the financial reports as well. And no station has done that. And because so many stations have huge amounts of their finances locked up in premiums, they should budget for that and be tracking it as well. And it can be done. It's just that someone has to do it. And Terry has already looked into it and thought about it a lot, and me with him as well, and others. And I'm sure you could get volunteers to come in and do the first pass. That would be the hard one, to take the first major inventory of everything that they have.
Set up the template.
Set up the way of doing it, yes.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, I just have a minor correction in the minutes. Lamont, there's only one staff seat on the Pacifica National Board. What needs to be added to the minutes is that in number 12 needs to be added that Grace Aaron, Sean Casey O'Brien, Leslie Radford, and Rico Ross. I'm sorry. Grace Aaron, Leslie Radford, and Rico Ross were elected to be listener member delegates, directors of the Pacifica National Board.
Absolutely.
And then it's not necessary to put the various housekeeping motions in the minutes. So we can take out the missing paragraph.
Okay, I just don't have cover.
No, that's
myself.
Fine. But then I think the minutes would be complete.
There may be one missing, so I don't know if you need to strike that. But I just want to point out that we should append this to include the teller's report from the election as part of the minutes, so we don't have to, state it directly. We can just include it. And also, it seems like that eventually we had voted to include Yosha's ballot, but then we didn't count it. So
it didn't make any difference anyway.
It didn't make any difference, but my point is simply that in here you couldn't tell that. So at the end of the day, it never was counted. It didn't make any difference in the outcome of the election, but based on this, it looks like it was counted or whatever.
Can I make a suggestion? Can I suggest that Terry Goodman, who has the audio recording, fix this last part of the minutes and include the teller's report, if possible?
More than that, include the nominees and the teller's report for the listener position, which are not here.
Nominees are part of the talk.
So would you be willing to do that, Terry?
Thank you,
Chuck. You have a copy, right, Terry? A copy of what I...
No.
I just see it in item 10 where it says... It says in number 10, the LSB proceeded with nominations to staff, PNB, and then it goes on to M. Prescott made a motion to add nominate L. Radford. That appears that those people were being nominated for the staff position, whereas that was also part of listener sponsor rep. So it's all good to work out. So, yeah, if you can just fix all those little details with the audio, that's great.
Amended and as proposed
I just had one more correction to add, which is that in some elections you hear who won and who lost, and in the election for vice chair it just appears that Chris won, so we might want to even out or standardize the format for however we're going to do it throughout the whole thing.
Mr.
Chair, in rest of point of personal privilege, which I had asked permission to do earlier in the meeting, to recount a very unfortunate incident that happened in the last PNB meeting. As many of you knew, I brought my teenage son to the last meeting. To the last LSB meeting. Yeah, and I'm speaking also to associate myself with comments of Reza Poor about disruption, and Reza also has a teenage daughter who I wouldn't want to have subjected to this matter. So to the incident which I'm going to recount, when I got home with Henry, he asked, "Who was that wanker?" And he talked about a one of our members who was giving the finger to a white-haired lady, I presume it's Grace, doing this kind of thing, you know, holding it behind the gate and opening it up like that. And I have to tell you that really pushes it all too far for me. When you cannot even invite your teenage kids to an LSB meeting without that kind of conduct. And the member in question has previously been cited for making masturbatory gestures at LSB members, has previously been banned from the station for 6 months. It's all too much for me, and I'm saying that I, if we don't have time to deal with it now, I would like to put on the agenda a disciplinary matter, and if the Conflict Resolution Committee wants to hear, but my motion is that the member in question be censured and suspended for 1 month.
I'm going to send this to the
As a point of order, the member made conclusive statements based on a witness who's not here, who cannot be cross-examined, as it, and stated things which are fact, which are clearly not facts. And so, you know, I think it is prejudicial to the body to have this kind of testimony ex parte in a personal privilege motion when there are members, there are actually procedures for discipline of members within the bylaws and Robert's rules. So I would like to share to you,
the motion.
The chair is.
Why are you rising to the defense of the person? The person was not named.
I'm trying to address.
Go to the conference.
Are you defending the unnamed member?
Ruling on this, in all respect to you, we seconded Turner's motion to send it to the Conflict Resolution Committee. I consulted with Jerry. A member has the right that allegations against his good name shall not be made except by charges brought on reasonable ground. If a member is thus accused, he has the right to due process, that is, to be informed of the charge and given time to prepare his defense, to appear and defend himself, and to be fairly treated.
That's what the resolution is doing.
That's right. That's what that committee is doing.
Motion was to send it to the Conflict Resolution Committee.
Are there any objections to that? Okay. Is that a unanimous vote on that?
May I ask a point of order? I've had a matter pending before the Conflict Resolution Committee for at least 6 months. I know we're about to adjourn, but how do we effectuate having a meeting of the Conflict Resolution Committee? Because it doesn't ever seem, I mean, we sent it there, but it's like sending it off to the Twilight Zone. Nothing ever happens, you know? So I realize it's a good way of getting it off the agenda of the regular LSB, but at some point one would like to deal with these matters.
Isn't it true that you have to serve the person you're complaining about before there's anything before the committee? So I do not believe there's anything before the committee.
So the Conflict Resolution Committee is lacking, is missing a member now.
It's
missing a member now. There's one short, so we have to elect another member onto that committee.
So perhaps we put this on next month's agenda. But you know what? May I make a suggestion that the Conflict Resolution Committee sends that one person to just get started?
Chair, this is really out of order. We have people passing out blood. Stop putting blood, whatever, on the table.
Blood makeup.
You know, this is terrible. This is a little decorum. This is not appropriate. I mean, this is really.
Look at that
file. Right there. This guy, right there.
It's for another reading, and you're over your time.
But why?
They're going to have it.
We're shocking.
All right. This meeting. We've ruled on a motion to send it to the Conflict Resolution Committee.
Right.
I don't know the details yet and how this is going to happen.
Rico was the chair of it.
Now you're the chair.
You're now the chair.
But I'm the chair.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like something we need to take up at the next meeting to work out some of the details. Or we can call, Rico, I mean, Steve can call the meeting between now and then and start it.
That's what I
do. Okay. I'll work out some. And now we will make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. You know, everyone leave, but which tables are broken down.
Yes.
May I make a motion that Rico can keep off of the committee is by reason of the fact that he was the chair, that he'd be appointed by acclamation?
No.
No.
Marla and I did a program on our radio station about the Saturday morning in 1945.